passend Workout.
Welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel, and today we have maybe a little surprising topic. So it is, what if a plan doesn't work out? And some of you might be curious, because this episode should have been out 3 or 4 weeks ago. And some of you also already contacted me on several ways, and thank you for that. So that means you really listen to the podcast and you miss it when it's not out. So to all those who haven't noticed it, this episode is overdue 3 or 4 weeks. Okay. So I made a break for 3 or 4 weeks. There was no episode the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think 4 weeks. And this is also the topic I want to talk today, because in the last 41 episodes, we always talked about how to be more productive, how to increase productivity, how everything should be. And now we talk about how is reality. So to make it short, I just wasn't able to produce an episode. So the last episode was mid-February. It was right after Experts Live India, because I was so overwhelmed by the feedback and all the people, and I wanted to share that with you, the spirit or the mindset. And I did an episode in India, in Hyderabad, and that was the last one. And then I wasn't able to produce or to get at least 1 hour to produce the following episode after I arrived back from India. And the podcast, usually, as you might know, it will be published in English and German. Episodes are around 10 to 15 minutes. And I did an episode a few months ago that I need around 1 hour to completely produce one episode. So in two languages, record all the videos, cut it, publish all the social media stuff, and so on. So it takes around 1 hour for each episode. But if I do bulk production, it gets a little bit less per episode, but around 1 hour. And after India, I wasn't able to at least get 1 hour of my schedule to produce an episode. And real talk, I do a lot of community stuff. As you might know, if you follow me, I do a lot of conferences, like in India. So it took me 5 days to travel to India to do the episode, the talk, to travel home. Everything's for free. Everything's for community. I do a lot of blog posts. I do a lot of podcasts usually. I do videos, LinkedIn lives, and so on. So I think, in my opinion, I do a lot of community work. Also, to be truth, or to tell the truth, community doesn't fill my table. I need to do some work stuff. So I need to earn money. And after India, I had some customer projects. I have some unpredictable customer projects, some tight timelines, some unpredictable projects, some unpredictable stuff. So I just wasn't able to find 1 hour to record the next episode. I thought about it, maybe I can do it on the weekend, but then I have to cut that time away from family time and from my kids. This is also very hard to do, because usually weekends are for the family, and also 1 hour, it's very, how to say, it's very hard for me to get that out of that time, because I do a lot of work and other stuff, and there really needs to be a really urgent thing that will take some time off from the weekends. So that wasn't an option as well. Story short, I just wasn't able to do it. And I really was pissed off for some days, because I made it nearly 1 year to have an episode every Monday out. Every week I recorded an episode, but I just really was pissed off because I wasn't able to do it in 3 weeks ago. But after a few days, I was good with myself, and I just told myself it is okay. And I also decided not to record a session the following 2 weeks, because I had some other, of course, other projects and things to do, and it would be tough So I decided to stop for 3 weeks. And it was one of a very good decision, to be honest, because the pressure was then removed from my mind, from my to-do list, whatever. Because I really thought and decided with myself, I pause the podcast for at least 3 weeks. And I also decided 3 weeks ago that today on Friday, March 14th, I do it in the evening, recording the next episode. So that was already planned 3 weeks ago. And it really helped me to put away that pressure to produce an episode, continue the time, the periods, the times on every Monday. And it really helped me to focus on other things. And that was, in my opinion, a good decision. So I wasn't able to do it. The other option would be every day I stress myself to record every day. But this, I think, would make me very unhappy. So I really planned. I thought I was not able to do it. Then I removed the pressure from myself. I planned it for next 3 weeks on this Friday. And that was a very, in my opinion, a good decision. And that's what I wanted to show. Every 41 episodes in the past was about success, was about productivity, was about how to improve, how to not fail and everything. And now we talk about how I failed, or maybe how I, maybe not failed, but how the best plan can go wrong if something unpredictable is happening. And what, at least in my opinion, can be the best way to react. So I decided, okay, it will not work. I replanned it with a lot of time in between. So I don't want to put that pressure again. And I learned that those things can happen. You cannot, the best plan cannot help you for any unpredictable things that happen. The only thing is what you can do is accept and live with it and replan your schedule. And that's the reason why we do that session today. Because I always talk about how to be more productive, have a plan, everything. But I also am failing. There is something unpredictable, and that's fine. It's just how you react to those situations. And that's what I wanted to talk and wanted to show today. I hope you also liked that session. I hope you will still enjoy the podcast, also with the break of 3 or 4 weeks. Right now, the plan is to continue the schedule. So every Monday, there will be a new episode. And I'm comfortable. I'm good that it will happen, that we are back on track for the schedule. And every Monday, there will be an episode. I was really happy and positively surprised that some of you really noticed that there was no episode on one Monday, the first one. So I had really a few contact me on LinkedIn and asked me, hey, what's happening? Is there a technical issue or why don't get the episode? So really want to thank you for this. It really shows me that at least not even a year, this podcast is in your schedule. You might get something out of it. So thank you very much for this. And to really say thank you to this, I have one personal thing before I do that, to say goodbye. Who might follow me on LinkedIn or see me on the video right now? You see, we have some nice hoodies from Automator, of course. It is very basically branded. So you're not an advert running around. It's just basically branded. Really good quality. So all of our customers and partners really like it and love it. So I decided to give away some of those hoodies for free on any place in the world. So it doesn't matter where you are. If you are in Austria, in Germany, in the US, in India, in Australia, whatever, I will send you a package with the hoodie. The only thing you have to do today is March 14th. I did a LinkedIn post today at 8 a.m. Central European time on March 14th, where I showed some photos of the hoodies, every color, and you have to comment with your size and your color you like. And then I will throw 5 of those comments and I will send you the hoodie. Maybe we will do more than 5 because there's a lot of comments right now on the first day. So let's see. So if you want a hoodie, a free hoodie, a really good looking, nice quality hoodie with a small automotive brand, just very small, and then go to that post on March 14, 8 a.m. in the morning, Central European time. Make a comment with your favorite color and your preferred size. And 1 week, so on March 21st, maybe on Friday, maybe on Saturday, I don't know how. Whatever time is fine. I will get 5 or maybe more of those comments and you will get a free hoodie within a few days after that. Okay, so go to that post, comment with your favorite color and your size, and you have the chance to get one of those really nice looking hoodies. Okay, that's it. So next episode is about to be more productive, but today it was about how to work with if something doesn't work out. That's also part of being productive and get shit done. So I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know. Right now it's time to say goodbye, at least for this week. So enjoy your week. Stay productive. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you joy, provides value, and you perhaps even listen to it on a regular basis, then I have a request for you today. I need your support to help the podcast grow and reach more people. What you can do is very simple. Subscribe to it on your preferred platform, leave me a comment, a rating if you liked an episode, and share it on social media. I want to reach every IT professional out there and help them better organize themselves. And I'm extremely grateful if you help me with this.